say if you can wait for
1:30?
1:30, I go to the salon, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، كلمة قامت عليها الأرض والسماوات، وفطر الله عليها البشرية، وهي أساس الفرض والسنة، ومن كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. فاللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك أن تجعل آخر كلامنا في الدنيا لا إله إلا الله. اللهم أحينا على لا إله إلا الله، وأمتنا على لا إله إلا الله، وابعثنا على لا إله إلا الله، وادخلنا الجنة ونحن نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومعلمنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا يوم العرض على الله سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه، وارض اللهم عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الصحابة أجمعين، وعنا معهم يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، brothers and sisters, in a few days from now the year of 2019 is coming to an end. And who believes that the year that we received few days back is coming to an end? We all remember that day when everybody was excited about a new year beginning happening, and then all of a sudden month after month after month are gone. And this is our life, brothers and sisters. And that reminds us of hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the day of judgment, the hour will not happen, will not begin until the year will feel like a month, and the month will feel like a week, and the week will feel like a day, and the day will feel like an hour, and an hour will feel like nothing. This is the time we're living right now, brothers and sisters. The year starts, the year ends. وَإِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless the new year. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our time and our life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the year of 2020 better than the year of 2019. And this is, as believers, brothers and sisters, we understand that our year starts with the calendar, with the Hijri calendar. However, there is no harm of reminding ourselves that, you know, every year passes from our life and from our time, and we have to prepare ourselves. Brothers and sisters, if you are familiar with the world of business and the corporates, you will know that at the end of every year they have a review plan, and the end of year review plan, where they evaluate everything to see if they were successful, if they met their goals or not. So the situation, brothers and sisters, for Muslims should be exactly the same. At the end of the year, you have to pause and reflect and ask yourself a question. Am I moving forward or back? How is my relationship with my Creator, with my Maker, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How is my relationship with my spouse, with my children? How is my relationship with the masajid? How is the relationship with Ramadan, with the Hajj, and with Umrah, and with Quran? You need to pause and reflect. Otherwise, the year of 2020 will pass, 2021 will pass, and eventually we leave this world without knowing why we came and where we're heading. That is known as al-muhasaba, brothers and sisters. This is something mandatory. قال عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا وزنوا أعمالكم قبل أن توزن عليكم. Hold yourself accountable before you're held accountable, and weigh your deeds before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, weigh your deeds on you. It makes it much easier if you hold yourself accountable from now to pause and reflect. Am I on the right track or not? Brothers and sisters, we've lived almost 365 days. That is total of 9 hours. That is total of 84 million heartbeats from our life. Brothers and sisters, every human being will go through 5 days. And those days are the most critical, the most important days in our lives. And this is the topic for my khutbah for today, inshallah. The five most important days in our lives. What are they? Number one, a day known as Al-Yawm Al-Mafqood. It's basically the past day. 5 minutes from now is Yawm Mafqood. Five minutes before I came here, that's Al-Yawm Al-Mafqood, the time that passed. That's Al-Yawm Al-Mafqood. What about the second one? Is Al-Yawm Al-Mashhood, is the present day. What about the third one? Is Al-Yawm Al-Mawrood, and that is the future, tomorrow. And then Al-Yawm Al-Mawrood, this is the day we will leave this world. And then number four and number five is Al-Yawm Al-Mamdood, and this is the day of judgment, brothers and sisters. Number one, Al-Yawm Al-Mafqood, the past. How do we deal with the past? I will discuss this through two things, two areas. One on the spiritual and religious level, and the second one on the secular level. How to deal with the past on the spiritual level. Brothers and sisters, we're all sinners, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that we make sins. Looking at the sins that we committed on the past, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to forgive you. This is how you look at your past. If you did something good, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. If your relationship with the masjid was strong, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. If your relationship with Quran was strong, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. If you commit a sin, as long as it was in shirk, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the forgiveness. The problem is, brothers and sisters, we think that because we sin and we messed up really bad, we think that that's going to be the end. That's it. There is no future. There is no present. There is no future. Basically, because we sinned. And subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, and He knows we're sinners. And this is very normal. That's why He called Himself Al-Ghafoor Al-Rahim. He called Himself Al-Ghafoor Rahim, the most forgiven, the most merciful. If we were not sinners, what would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call Himself Al-Ghafoor Rahim? What is the point? Can you call yourself a generous if there is no needy people around you? You cannot. You have to give something to be called generous. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs to forgive to be called the forgiven, the Al-Ghafoor Rahim. So this is how we look at our past, brothers and sisters. It doesn't matter what you did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to forgive you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Say, oh my servants, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still calling you servant. He did not call you sinner. He said servant. Oh my servant who wronged themselves, do not despair yourselves from the mercy of Allah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all the sins. This is how you look at the past from the religious aspect, brothers and sisters. If you did something bad, say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely forgive your sins, brothers and sisters. Iblis alayhi la'natullah, after he was kicked out of Jannah, there was a deal between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, wa'izzatika wa jalalika la'ughwiyannahum ila akhir nafas. He said, I swear by your glory. He believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even Iblis believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, I swear by your glory, I will continue misleading them until the last breath. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I swear by my glory, I will continue forgiving them as long as they ask me for forgiveness. This is how you deal with the past. If it's something you can learn from the mistakes, from the sins, and you can improve yourself, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. This is from the religious perspective, brothers and sisters. What about from secular, from dunya perspective? One of the biggest issues that you and I are having in this world is dwelling too much in the past. Looking too much into the day, Al-Yawm Al-Mafqood, the day, the past that will never come back. This day will never return until the day of judgment, brothers and sisters. We focus so much on the things that we did. We regret so many things that we've done in the past, and this is not the right approach. If there is something you can learn from your past, alhamdulillah, improve and move forward. One time there was a professor teaching a class, and then he came into the class with a glass of milk. and he put it in front of him on the desk, then the students, everybody is looking, why? What is the connection between milk, glass of milk, and our class? Then he puts it, and all of a sudden he pushes it, and then the milk spills. Then he brings the students one after one, and he says, this is the lesson I want you to learn. Do not cry over the spilled milk. Do not cry over the spilled milk. If the milk is already in front of you, people there are two types of people here. Someone who stands and cries and whines, and the other person just cleans and just move forward, brothers and sisters. If there is something we can learn from the past, alhamdulillah, we need to fix that. But if there is nothing you can do, then do not ruin your day by dwelling yourself into the past so much. That is not going to solve the problem. And that is a problem that you and I are having our lives, brothers and sisters, because we cry over the spilled milk all the time. Why did I do that? Why did I do that? And the Prophet ﷺ even taught us a very precious lesson. He said, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لَوْ أَنِّي فَعَلْتُ كَذَا وَكَذَا لَكَانَ كَذَا وَكَذَا وَلَكِنْ كُلْ قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ مَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. Do not say, had I done so and so and so and so, it would have been so and so and so. The Prophet ﷺ didn't say that. He said, فَإِنَّ لَوْ تَفْتَحْ أَبْوَابَ الشَّيْطَانِ. It opens all the doors for shaitan when you say, I wish I have done that. I wish I could have done this. You're just regretting things, but you cannot fix them. If you can fix them, alhamdulillah, otherwise, just move forward. So this is the first day, brothers and sisters. Al-yawm al-mafqood, which is the past. That the day we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive the mistakes that we committed, we've made. And the day that we should not be dwelling too much and thinking about too much. This is the first day. What is the second day I want to share with you today? Is al-yawm al-mashhood. Al-yawm al-mashhood is the most important day in your life, which is today. يومك يومك. This is the Yawm al-Mashhood, brothers and sisters. Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah ta'ala, says, every single morning a new day comes and calls and says, O son of Adam, I'm an Yawm jadid, I'm a new day. And I'm either going to be witness for you or against you. So take advantage of me as I will not return until the day of judgment. This is the most important day, brothers and sisters, in your life. You need to focus only on today, not yesterday. Yesterday is gone, and the future is in Allah's hand. We don't know if it's going to come or not. So this is al-yawm al-mashhood. So on the religious aspects or perspective, we should increase our ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, strengthen our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should continue making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, coming to the masajid, fixing our relationship with our families, with our children, with our spouses. This is the prison day, right? A lot of couples, subhanAllah, a lot of husband and wife, they dwell themselves into the past so much, you know, bringing everything back from the past and keep on fighting over and over and over again. And that doesn't even solve the problem. It adds more to the problem. Right? But subhanAllah, if we only focus on al-yawm al-mashhood, which is our prison day, our life is going to be so much better. This is in our religion, brothers and sisters, right? Abdullah ibn Umar used to say, إِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الْمَسَاءِ وَإِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ الصَّبَاءِ. When it's morning time, don't expect to live until the evening, right? And when it's evening time, do not expect to live in the morning, till the morning. And just be a good person and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you never know if tomorrow will come or not. If this day is going to be repeated or not, every day is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that if you have three things every single day, you are blessed. Number one, if you're secure in your household, in your country, in your place. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, we are very secure. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Right? It's a blessing. The second one, if you are healthy, say alhamdulillah for this. There are a lot of people who are not able to make it to the masjid. They are in the hospital. They are battling, you know, with so many different diseases. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give tishfa to everybody. Ameen. Right? So if you have this, if you are secure in your household, in your place, and the third one, if you have enough provision for the day, this is what Rasulullah ﷺ says. He said, as if you own the whole entire world. And we all know this hadith. So if you have these three things, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, what would you worry about not having food in the past? How is it going to harm you that one day you were poor, but now you have the food? This is what you need to focus on, brothers and sisters. Another big mistake that a lot of us who came from different countries, we are here and we're not focusing on today, we're focusing on tomorrow. I'll tell you how. A lot of brothers, they come here, they started saving and saving and saving and saving and not actually enjoying their life here because they know that one day, this day will come and they will go back to their country. And this day will never come. That day, unfortunately, doesn't come, right? How many people? Here, you can start the future for yourself, and for this is the day. You need to enjoy this day. But if you think about the future, so many people said, I will go back. I will return. That's why, you know, I'm sending the money. I'm building the mansions in there that I will never even live in. SubhanAllah, what is the point, brothers and sisters? So if you're building this in 30 years, you're not even there. And even if you go there and you're old, how are you going to enjoy anything that you've done over there? That's why we say live within the day. This is al-yawm al-mashhud. This is the day that you should only focus on, brothers and sisters. Do not dwell in the past. And do not ruin your present. And do not worry yourself about the future. Because the past will never come back. And then the future is not guaranteed. So all what you have is 24 hours. Just focus on these. Improve yourself, your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be successful in your life. And don't worry too much about it. There is one book I would like to recommend to everybody. It's called Don't Worry or Stop Worrying. This is basically by Imam Al-Ghazali. It's a commentary on Dale Carnegie, a great author, mashallah. So if you read this book, it will going to change your perspective in life, subhanAllah. So brothers and sisters, this is the day of Al-Mashhud, the present day. Don't expect that tomorrow is always going to be better and you're going to be more comfortable, because simply it doesn't work this way. For our youngsters, you know, when you say, I'm going after middle school, I can't wait to go to high school because high school is so much fun, so much better. You go to high school, you know, you're busy with the SATs and all the exams, right? And then you say, I want to go to college. So you go to college and even more work. And when you finish college, now it's time to work. When you get a job, I want to get married. And then kids. And then eventually when you are 60, when you're 7, you realize that subhanAllah, still today is the only day that I had. So what would you spend? You enjoy your life and your time within the day. So brothers and sisters, the 5 days that I would like to share with you, number one is al-yawm al-mafqood, is the past day that will never return until the day of judgment, right? And the second one is al-yawm al-mashhood. What about the third day, brothers and sisters? Al-yawm al-mawrood is tomorrow. Al-yawm al-mawrood, it's tomorrow, the future. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Luqman that of the five things that only Allah has knowledge of is tomorrow. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا. And no single soul will know what is going to earn tomorrow. You cannot. So what happens here? We procrastinate everything till tomorrow, and do not wait for that tomorrow to fix yourself, because that tomorrow will never come, brothers and sisters. If you would like to strengthen your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have today. What would you say, you know, when the beginning of the year, I will start, you know, this gym membership that, you know, you just start and they get a lot of money and nobody goes after that, right? What is the difference? Why from the beginning of the year? Why not from today, right? This is how you look out at things, brothers and sisters. Because if you keep on seeing tomorrow, 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 this day will never come, brothers and sisters, right? So this is something that we always need to focus on, right? To just care about the day, not the past, not the future. And then the next day, the day number four that I want to focus with you here, I want to share with you is Al-Yawm Al-Maw'ud. Al-Yawm Al-Maw'ud is the day when we leave this world, when the death comes to us. And this is a scary topic when we talk about it, subhanAllah, but this is reality. This is reality. Nowadays, with all, subhanAllah, all the disease and all of the things that we see in our lives, you feel like death comes from right and left. And why would I talk about this in the beginning of the year or close to the beginning of the year? Because the end of the year should remind you that you are part of this process. And one day you will come to an end as well. So the question here, are we ready for that? Are we ready to depart the world? Are we ready to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على عباده الذين اصطفى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, so we're talking about اليوم المفقود, the past, اليوم المشهود, the present day, اليوم المورود is the future, and then اليوم الموعود is the promised day when our souls are going and leaving this world. One time, Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, one of the greatest scholars and Salaf Salih, he saw a man, an old man walking, and he said, "An old man, how old are you?" He said, "I'm 60." He said, "Subhanallah, you've been walking towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 60 years. You're about to arrive. You're about to arrive." So the old man said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." So Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, he asked him the question. He said, "You know, what does it mean? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." The man did not answer the question. So Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad said, he said, "من علم أن لله أنه لله عبدا فليعلم أنه إليه راجعا." Who knows that he is a servant to Allah should know that he will return to his master one day. And if you know that you return to your master, know that you're going to stand before your master one day. And if you know that you're standing before your master, know that he is going to ask you one day. And if you know that you're going to be asked and questioned, then you have to prepare the answers beforehand. So the man asked him, "And how can I fix this? What should I do?" He said, "Fix what is remaining from your life. Then Allah will forgive the past and will fix your future as well." This is Al-Yawm Al-Maw'ud, brothers and sisters. This is the day that we're all going to leave this world. Again, when we talk about death or about al-maut, it's not really to become miserable or to ask about, say, like, why the imam is talking about death. You know, it's a new year, we have to be happy and optimistic. Death has never been about being miserable or anything like this. Death is the only thing that will keep you, you know, on a check all the time. When you remind yourself that you're going to leave this world, and this world is not permanent, it's just short, and we're going to depart and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we can fix ourselves. Whatever mistakes we're committing, we can fix our mistakes as well, right? So we should always remind ourselves, وُلِدْتَ يَبْنَ آدَمَ بَاكِيًا وَالنَّاسُ حَوْلَكَ يَضْحَكُونَ صُرُورًا فَاعْمَلْ لِيَوْمٍ كَانُوا إِذَا بَكُوا كُنْتَ أَنْتَ ضَاحِقًا مَسْرُورًا. So it says that when you were born, everyone around you was happy and smiling. A new baby, you know, is added to the family. وَالنَّاسُ حَوْلَكَ يَضْحَكُونَ صُرُورًا. Everyone is happy around you. They say, and then it says, فَاعْمَلْ لِيَوْمٍ كَانُوا إِذَا بَكُوا. So work for the day when they are crying around you, you'll be the one smiling because you have good deeds and you're meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with good deeds. So al-yawm al-mafqood, al-yawm al-mashhood, al-yawm al-mardood, al-yawm al-maw'ood, the promised day, and the last one is al-yawm al-mamdood, which is the day of judgment. This is the fifth day, brothers and sisters. Yawm al-qiyamah is coming. As believers, we believe that the day of judgment is happening. It's coming. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا. There is no question, there is no doubt that the day of judgment is happening. No doubt. As believers, this is our conviction that one day we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are we ready to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We should ask ourselves this question, because you never know when the day will come, brother, sister. And man mata faqad qamat qiyamatu. Once you die, this is the day of judgment for you. You don't have to wait 1,000 years from now. Because once you leave this world, that's it. That's going to be it, subhanallah. So this is the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ وَاخْشَوْا يَوْمًا لَا يَجِزِي وَالِدٌ عَنْ وَلَدِي وَلَا مَوْلُودٌ هُوَ جَازٍ عَنْ وَالِدِهِ شَيْئًا. O you who believe, O mankind, be aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be ready for that day when your son is not going to intercede in your behalf, when your father is not going to benefit you. Inna wa'ada Allahi haqq. Indeed, the promise of Allah is haqq. Fala taghurrannakum al-hayatu dunya. Do not be deceived by this life of dunya, of this world. Wala yaghurrannakum billahi al-gharur. This is reality, brothers and sisters, right? Even subhanallah, one time, talk about the day of judgment. I will conclude with this, inshallah. I remember one time I was talking to one sister. She was a young sister, and you know she had some issues with her faith and her iman. And she said, "You know, Sheikh, I really am close to become an atheist, but the only thing that I still believe in is the day of judgment." And I was like, how? She says, I cannot believe there are a number of people in the world, dictators, you know, they massacred, they killed a lot of people. I don't believe that they're just going to die and that's the end. Brothers and sisters, do you know that there are five people, dictators in the history? They were the reason for the death of more than 100 million people in the world. 100 million people. If you have doubt about the Day of Judgment, five people, five dictators in the history, they were the reason for the death, for the murder of more than 100 million people. Some of them died just regular death. In a normal way, do you think that they will get away with what they did to all of these people? I don't think so. I don't think so. Brothers and sisters, we have to prepare ourselves for that day, the day of Al-Mamdud, so we can go to Al-Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people of Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make a people of Jannah al-Firdaws, Ya Rabbil Alameen. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ لَكُمْ أَلَّا تَصِحُّوا فَلَا تَمْرَضُوا أَبَدًا in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَحْيُوا فَلَا تَمُوتُوا أَبَدًا. You will live and you will never die. You will always be healthy and you'll never be sick. You will always be young and you will never be old. And you will always going to be happy and you will never be sad. And these are the things that we're missing in the world. We get old and we become sick and we're not always happy and we die. In Jannah, these four things are guaranteed. But if you fix yourself from now and if you strengthen your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you prepare yourself and to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is when you're going to be successful, when you're going to pass the test. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding and tawfiq. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala alqawm alkafirin. Rabbana la tuakhidna in nasina wa akhtana. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltahu ala alladhina min qablina. Rabbana wa la tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bih. Wa'afu anna wa aghfir lana wa arhamna. Anta maulana fa ansurna ala alqawm alkafirin. Allahumma ameen wa aqim as-salah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
حياكم الله اخشعوا في صلاتكم صلوا صلاة ودع استوى الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم واخشوا يوما لا يجزي والد عن ولده ولا مولود هو جاز عن والده شيئا إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور إن الله عنده علم الساعة وينزل الغيث ويعلم ما في الأرحام وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت إن الله عليم خبير. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. جزاك الله خير شيخ صلاة for a very powerful and reminder to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to follow the what we have heard in the khutbah inshallah ta'ala. I have a few announcements. I think Shazad we also have some announcements. Those who are leaving, we request you to please donate generously towards the operation of the masjid, at least $20 per person. That goes against to run this masjid, inshallah ta'ala.
We are having a blanket and a socks drive, which is for the local refugees here. It's $20 gets a blanket and a socks, but you can donate generously as many as you want. We have a kiosk set up, as well as we also have the boxes. Tomorrow, right? Tonight, our QCA, Kalam Collegiate Academy, the girls' school, those sisters will be having a bake sale tonight from Asar to from Maghrib to Isha. And all the proceeding will go towards the blanket drive that that we're doing for the local refugees. There is also a protest. What was the location of it?
Delhi Plaza, Sunday.
Delhi Plaza, right?
On Sunday, 2 to 4.
Okay, Sunday, this Sunday, coming Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. We all are aware of what's going on in India. This is the cab that they have come up with, the government, so that's against the we're having the protest. From 2 to 4 in the Delay Plaza in Dallas. Jazakallah khair. Shahzad Bhai from the Election Commission has some announcements.
Assalamu alaikum. Just quick announcement. As many of you probably have already seen, this morning we have published the list of candidates for the election, the upcoming election. If you have not seen them, they're also posted on the bulletin board out there. We will be announcing the dates for the meet and greet soon, so be on the lookout for an email with that information as well. Jazakallah khair.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Also, there is a request from Sister Sharmin, one of our community member. Her father passed away. I ask Imam Salah to make dua for the deceased.
اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا بيننا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم إنا نسألك أن تغفر لها مغفرة من عندك يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لها ذنوبها اللهم اغفر لها ذنوبها اللهم اجعل قبرها روضة من رياض الجنة ولا تجعله يا ربنا حفرة من حفر النار اللهم اجمعها بالنبي محمد في الجنة يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلها من أهل الجنة يا رب العالمين اللهم وارزق أهلها الصبر والسلوان اللهم وارزقهم صبرا جميلا يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لآبائنا وأمهاتنا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا واجمعنا بهم في الجنة يا رب العالمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم استجب دعاءنا
اللهم آمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد.
Driving tomorrow to Toronto, you get the food, right?